It's Wednesday, shaking the head. Yep. What's up, Wednesday time here on News Talk 590 KUGN. I'm going to have, there you go. The microphone does move. You can stay right there. Eric Brown, welcome to What's Up. Give me a great big what's up.
What's up, Eugene?
Come on, from the gut, give it.
What's up,
Eugene?
That's
what I'm talking about. He is the City of Eugene's downtown manager, new 3 months on the, 4 months, right? Three and a half months on the job. Welcome. Congratulations. Welcome. And what is it that you do? Just give us a brief rundown.
Sure. Yeah. The downtown manager position is new for the City of Eugene. And it was created to help coordinate our internal operations. So making sure that facilities, public works, cultural services, EPD, or police department, we're all singing from the same songbook, and we have a coordinated effort downtown.
I love that phrase, from the same songbook. That's beautiful. Yeah. Now, you are a Canadian transplant.
That is correct.
Tell me what you love most about Eugene now that this is home.
I'd say access to the outdoors, for sure. The mountain biking and road cycling, hiking, it's all excellent in this part of the world.
So 3 to 4 months on the job now, and it's a new position. You basically have used that time to
reach out to stakeholders for the most part, so both internal and external. So I, in addition to working with all of our departments who touch downtown, I'm also reaching out to property owners, business owners, social service providers, interested parties in downtown. We just want to make sure that whatever the city is doing lines up with community expectations.
So let's start with, what are the positives that you hear in your outreach?
Sure. Yeah, I think that, you know, innovation downtown is really exciting. There's a lot of investment happening in our downtown, both on the private side and the public side of the equation. So, you know, we've got a really exciting project on the riverfront with a park that's going to be built by 2021 and residential and commercial units coming online soon after that. Fifth Street Market expansion is also really exciting. That's a huge project that's going to bring new life and vibrancy to downtown. Town Square, Joshua Berman was in here a few weeks ago talking about, you know, bringing a town square back to our downtown.
He was fired up about that.
Yeah. It's a really exciting project. I think Eugene has in the past sort of searched for the center of our community. Where is everybody going to come together to meet and engage with each other? And where are you going to bring visitors to say, this is the heart of our community?
Is the sense that our downtown as it is, can we facilitate all the bodies that I guess you're reaching out to try to attract?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. We know that our parking structures are full, for example.
Good thing, bad thing?
I think it's kind of a mixed blessing,
okay,
right? So if our parking structures were empty, that would be a problem. And when they're full, that's kind of a problem too. So we want to find that happy medium. I think we're, as a community, going to have to make a decision about whether we spend a lot of money on expanding parking options downtown, or do we try to redirect resources and encourage people to take their bikes, walk, carpool, transit downtown. And it's probably a mix of a number of different solutions.
So aside from parking, what is the other biggest challenge that you've been hearing in your talks?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a huge concern about homelessness, mental health, and addiction. And you see that on the street in downtown. So when I talk to business owners, when I talk to residents downtown, safety is a huge concern. We know that we have a behavior issue downtown, and we're trying to figure out innovative ways to deal with that.
No simple answer there, is there?
Absolutely not. It's a really complex issue. We do have a whole city team working on homelessness, and we've got some money to put behind that effort. So I'm hoping that we'll see some innovative solutions that are Eugene appropriate coming up. But in the meantime, it's about engaging those folks, trying to connect them with the resources that we do have, upholding some of our laws and regulations that we have on the books, and finding that sort of, again, a happy medium between really strict enforcement and understanding some of the issues that are.
There's that side of compassion. And, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So can we talk restrooms real quick?
Yeah, you bet.
Because this is the big project that's on your desk right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we've been given direction to open up three 24/7 restrooms downtown, publicly accessible. So we've got three locations. They're all going to be opening up this week, which is really exciting. It is, a challenging thing to figure out how to provide clean, safe, restrooms downtown.
They're clean when they start, but how do you keep them that way,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So we're putting one in behind the library with our day storage facility. So we have a place for folks to leave their bags during the day.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to put one there. The Overpark Garage at 10th and Oak will be another location. And then we've always had a restroom in the park blocks. It's a restroom trailer. And so that one will also be open up 24/7.
City will maintain these and
It's kind of a mix. We've got some contractors doing one of the locations and then the city maintains the others. The idea is that they're publicly accessible. We're asking people to respect them. So we're communicating out that, you know, if they're not respected, if they're not kept clean and
safe, they go away.
They'll have to go away.
Okay.
Temporarily, at least. And if it gets too expensive, if it's not something that we can maintain, at the bottom line, this is all about public safety and public health. And so if they're not safe and clean, we can't keep them up.
You enjoy your job?
It's awesome. I get to talk to people all day long about downtown and, you know, I'm just really passionate about downtown and the role that it plays in our community.
Is it rude to call you a Canuck?
Well, you'd have to pronounce it right.
Oh, sorry.
You'd have to say Canuck.
I butchered it. Sorry.
You can call me Canuck, a crazy Canuck.
Okay, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Canuck. I just love the way you get that. Oot. Say outhouse for me.
Well,
outhouse.
You can't put me on the spot like that.
Eric Brown is the downtown manager. New position, been on the job for 3-4 months, and he's here with us here on What's Up Wednesday on News Talk 590 KUGN. Come back again, please.
I'd love to.
Love it. What's Up Wednesday here on KUGN, News Talk 590.